Hey, you staying home tonight?
Oh, nothing. Cool. I thought you were going out for dinner. You wanna join me? I've definitely cooked enough for two.
Okay, cool.
It's just that we never really get to eat together, so I'm a little flustered having you judge my cooking and everything.
Yes, I know you've been stealing my leftovers.
I was being modest.
Oh, hush! I have to maintain my image here. I can't have you see me as a totally amazing roommate who cooks, cleans, helps you repair your underwear, or else you'll start taking me for granted.
It's spaghetti for tonight, by the way.
So, how was your day?
Ugh, that sounds rough. I know how that feels. I'm sorry I have to deal with that. If it makes you feel any better, my own job sucks ass, and I hate dealing with people, so...
We both have jobs we hate! That's just great. Thanks, capitalism.
You know... They can be so annoying, some people, clients, can be so stupid sometimes. You're not stupid, and first of all, you're not clients, you're my friend. There's a difference.
Shush! Don't correct me! How dare you! I'll withhold your meatballs if you don't behave.
Work's been rough on me too. It's crunch time at the office, so...
How long have we been rooming now?
A year? Feels longer. I don't know. I guess it feels like we've been passing each other without too much time to talk. Yeah, I know you and everything, but I haven't gotten the chance to know you, you know?
No, not that kind of knowing.
Whatever. I'm babbling. Don't mind me.
Oh, you've got something on your lip, right? There, let me get that for you. I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. Normally I get taken out to dinner first.
You hush! Just because I cooked this doesn't mean... It makes you special, you arrogant little twat.
Okay, fine. It does. Now kiss me. I've wanted to do that for so long. I've wanted to do it since the first time I saw you.
Yeah, since you moved in and your shitty box broke and everything, and I mean everything, was just on the floor, on display.
I'm gonna laugh. I'll laugh as much as I want and you can't do anything about it.
No, don't tickle me.
Sort of helpless stray puppy kind of way. Yeah, and I've just always looked at you that way since. I was just too shy to say anything about it.
You feel the same way?
Well, why didn't you say anything? Did I have to make you dinner first? Oh, you pig! I am never cooking for you again.
Ever. Not unless you kiss me.
Okay.
So... I like you.
And you like me? Yay!
So, for the record, I like you, and you like me, so we have, we're going to, yes, okay, I'm fine with that, okay, we'll take this one step at a time, and we'll see where it goes. Hey, kiss me again. Now go and finish the rest of your meatballs before I make sure there's nothing left.